There are a few things that I hate. I hate cauliflower. Can't stand it. I hate slivers. Is there anything more annoying than getting a sliver in your finger? And I hate dentists. I hate waiting. Man, what if you had to wait at a dentist's office with a sliver of cauliflower stuck in your teeth? That would be torture. Well, just saying. But guess what? That's what we're talking about today. What are we going to talk on? You're going to have to wait. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing amazing. Another great day here in sunny Minnesota. It's going to be 85 degrees. Just been an amazing summer. I mean, just good. I know people don't like the heat. I love the heat. Speaking of heat, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I can take the heat. You can be honest with me. Tell me what you're thinking. All right? Next, thank you for listening to me on 97X, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and the likes. Also, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Say it with me. Coolest cat on the net. One more time. Coolest cat on the net. Also, if you need supplements, check out WellBuiltSupplements.com. Again, on their Facebook page, you can learn how to win free supplements. Does it get any better than that? So make sure you check them out. Brandon's doing some really cool stuff on that site, by the way. And also, we have our RevolutionForFathers.com. That's Revolution, the number 4, Fathers.com. We have our own David Alliance collection of swag. We just added some Giant Killer t-shirts, hats, hoodies, water bottles. We also have our Jesus t-shirt. On the front, it says, Crazy About Jesus. On the back, it's a picture of Jesus wearing the same shirt, and it says, Crazy About, and you get to put your name in there. An amazing way to share the gospel and to talk to people about Jesus. Every time I wear mine, I always get opportunities to share Christ. But check it out at Revolution4Fathers.com. The link is in the notes along with everything else. You can always find it. Now, there are a few things we all hate, right? I know we said at the beginning, I hate cauliflower, slivers, dentists, but there are things we just naturally irritate us, and that's waiting. There's something in all of us as humans, we don't like to wait. We're important. Look, I'm a big deal. I don't need to wait. I don't want to wait. I shouldn't have to wait. I don't know what it is, but that just seems to be what's in us. Years ago, and I mean about 20 years ago, I made a point to say I'm never going to go anywhere in a hurry. So if I go to the DMV or the post office, or it doesn't matter. If I have to wait in line, I've already gone there realizing it could take forever, and I'm okay with that. Have you ever been put on hold, like on the phone? Can you hold just for a minute? I literally was on hold once for almost 2 hours. I can't even tell you how upset I was. It was with the IRS. Anyway, ever wait in line? Ugh. Have you ever waited in line at the grocery store, the self-checkout? Look, when I'm doing self-checkout, this is what you're going to hear. Doot, 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 doot. I mean, I'm flying through there. If someone's ahead of me and I hear this, doot, doot, I'm like losing my mind. I'm like, come on. Come on. And not because I'm in a hurry. It's just like, it doesn't take that long to scan 6 items, but I'm going to be here for 40 minutes. I know. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But what does it mean to you when you have to wait? Do you get that slow burn? Do you immediately go into full-blown anger? Do you change your plans? Ever get stuck waiting in your car? And you're like, I'd rather drive than at least be stuck. I'll drive out of the way and it'll take longer, but at least the car's moving. Or do you take that time to change your plans completely? Like, well, I'm just going to go home. I don't want to do this. Or maybe when you're waiting, you just rest. Did you know that airports put your baggage claim stations as far away from the arrival gates as possible? Why? Because once you walk there, you don't have to wait long for your luggage. And it's their way of making you feel like, wow, the luggage came really fast. Well, yeah, you walk 20 minutes to the baggage claim. What you do while you wait will determine whether you will be average or you'll be great. What you do while you wait will determine whether you will be average or you'll be great. Yes, thank you, Dad. That's a good quote from him. We hate waiting. So what do you do when you wait? I always have a book on me. You know, now that I have my phone, I got a lot of books on my phone. When I watch TV and a commercial comes on, I either jump on my computer or I'm practicing my guitar, but I'm not going to sit and wait for a commercial. When I'm in my car, I have about 60-some podcasts that I at least get to choose from. I don't listen to all of them. Impossible. But I'm not going to be stuck in traffic with nothing to do. When a project is in limbo that I'm working on and I can't get it going because it's dependent on other people or other teams, what do? I don't just wait. I begin to plan on what I'm going to do if that project takes off. I also begin to plan what I'm going to do if that project bombs. See, waiting is my bonus time to work on that which needs sharpening. Look, at one time in my life, I had to wait 3 days, which may not seem long to you, but it was 3 days to see if cancer had spread throughout my body. Now, that waiting was simply the most intense, torturous waiting I've ever gone through. But even in that, I was still sharpening my plans for the future. During those 3 days, I was thinking through my wife's future, my kids' future, even my grandkids, and I didn't even have any at that point. Isaiah 40:31 says this, "But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." That word there, wait, literally is a complex word. It includes really two dynamic parts to it. One is hope. You're expecting and waiting. You're hoping. And the other form of that word wait is that it's going to appear in chunks. God is building something. You are expectantly waiting for God to show up in your circumstances, having built something prepared for you during that waiting period. God's not waiting in line or just he hasn't forgotten about you. When we're waiting, God is busy behind the scenes. He's doing something. That's what that waiting means. See, it puts a whole new spin on waiting. I can remember years ago, about 25 years ago, I had gotten some money from a tax refund, and I commissioned an artist that I really liked to do some paintings for me. He came, we talked about it a little, and I said, "So how long do you think this will take?" And I was going to have him do 3 paintings. And he said, "Well, it'll probably take at least a year." Now, when he said that, I had a few options. When he said at least a year, I could have thought, "Man, is he lazy?" I could have thought, "He doesn't know what he's doing." I could have thought, "Well, he's got a bunch of people ahead of me." Or I could have thought, "Wow, he's got a lot of people who want him to paint. He must be really good." But why does it take so long with 3 paintings? Well, as he said, it'll take a year. My first thought was simply this, and I'm honest. Wow, these are going to be awesome. He's taking a year to paint these paintings. See, that's God's heart for us. When we're waiting, we can trust him. What we're waiting for is going to be awesome. It might take a little longer than what we expect, and typically does, but he is working behind the scenes, painting a better future for us. When you're stuck in a time of waiting, use it for your good, and also change your mindset from negative, as in, why me, to positive, as in, wow, God. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.